Good morning and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning, good morning, good Monday morning. Amen. Hopefully everyone is off to a wonderful start this morning. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I thank you, Lord, for being a keeper. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us and protecting us and keeping our minds, keeping our hearts and our souls, Lord. Guide us through your word. Guide us through this life, Lord. We love you and we rely solely on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us go over to the book of John. We left off on Friday and I was beginning to talk about evidence and signs. And I want to reread John chapter 10 to get us started. John chapter 10, starting at verse 37, it says, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." And then let me jump over to 41. Excuse me. "And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, no sign, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there." And they are talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus. He started baptizing people, a repentance baptism, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And so he was preparing the hearts of people for Jesus, and he taught people about Jesus, and they are identifying here. People are saying everything that John told us about this man is true, and they believed on him. But of course the Pharisees didn't, because when you back up to verse 24, they said, tell us plainly, and, you know, as if we will believe. Well, all through the book of John, Jesus was telling them plainly. He was displaying miracles in front of them. He was teaching them about who he was constantly, and they did not believe. Let me take you over to Luke. The book of Luke, and it is Luke 29, and let's read through verse 30. It says, "And when the multitudes were gathered thick together," it was a lot of people, "he began to say," this is Jesus, "this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation." It is a witness against the generation. When we talk about evidence and signs, there is clear evidence that God is real, Jesus is real. They're finding even artifacts to this day where the trial of Jesus, they believe, was held. They're digging up, you know, things in Israel, things around that region in the Middle East, of showing that King Herod's temple was there. All these things that the Bible speaks of is factual. And then there are other signs, as far as which you can say signs or evidence as far as nature and things like that. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the difference of looking at whether it's a sign or evidence. Evidence are facts. They are confirmations. There's proof that something is factual. When you talk about signs, it's a pointer or a suggestion or a signal that something is true. So there is a difference. And so Jesus is saying, this generation is evil, the generation that he was in, and our generation now seeks after a sign, but there shall no sign be, but his presence shall be a sign. So all these things that are factual are going to bear witness against people that refuse to believe. "Oh, I didn't know. Give me a sign." Well, there are so many signals out there that lead you to facts, just like it said in John 10. If you don't believe what I'm saying, believe the very works that you may know and believe. Believe the works. And so let's make it practical. You have evidence from your life here on this earth that certain things are true. You have evidence that certain people, certain types, or certain personalities may not be good for you to be around. I was watching that Whitney Houston special on Lifetime the other day, and it was a tragic story of Whitney Houston's life, and I really admired her talent. I mean, she was incredible talent, but she had a troubled life. But there was plenty of evidence that shows that drugs is not good for you. It's facts. There's data and facts that shows excessive drinking is not good for you. There's also personal things within your own personal life of people that if you are a sort of, you know, you have more of a propensity to be a people pleaser, you know that being around a lot of controlling people is probably not good for you because you may have a weakness, a tendency to give into it. So then you have to stay away from it. That's evidence. So when you meet a person and they have certain signals or certain characteristics, well, what's true about them? We have to stop looking and judging per potential and possibilities and judge according to facts. It's possible, you know, people go into different religions because, you know, Buddha may be true or this possibility may be true. What are the facts? Not doing things according to how we feel. We need to be led by facts and not by features. He seems nice. She seems okay. This seems like the right thing to do. We get along. We both like to walk. Well, who is the person? We have to look at the evidence that someone is providing to look at facts. Well, Jesus showed them facts in the book constantly, and they refuse to believe. We have to be led by the truth. The Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It shall establish you in the truth, so therefore you will be established in freedom. Be careful about looking for signs. I want something to show me which way I should go. The facts of your life and the journey through this life, you know, this life is a journey and it's about learning and progressing and growing. And as you grow and progress, you should be obtaining knowledge, information, and wisdom from those experiences. And those experiences showing you that God is faithful and true and He's never left you nor forsook you. And that what the word is saying is true is your guide. So if you see a sign of something, you check it with the evidence or the facts and see if that's the way you should go. And if you have any doubt, trust God and begin to walk in a situation and tie it with the word. And if it doesn't line up with the word, you don't do it. We'll talk more about it on tomorrow. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.